Here in Newfoundland and Labrador, we had no new cases again on Wednesday. Three active cases remain. All three are in the Eastern Health Region. One person does remain in hospital. And to date, 75,412 people have been tested.
Yeah, as many parts of the country continue to struggle with the out-of-control COVID numbers, this province, well, it gets back so far in the comfort zone that, well, we only have three active cases, as Ben just said. So Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Janice Fitzgerald, addressed the media at the regular COVID briefing with good news that there are no confirmed cases. Here are some of her comments.
Every day that our province is spared from the virus that has taken hold of the outside world is another day that we can hug our loved ones and move freely about our province, working and doing activities we enjoy, albeit with great care and caution. For public health, each day of reprieve we are granted buys us precious time. Time to get more people vaccinated, time to plan and refine our strategy based on the latest evidence, and time to learn from the lessons of other jurisdictions that have not been as fortunate as us. Each day without COVID is a gift, and we must take every advantage to enjoy it, because we know not the hour when our fortune may change. We must also use this time wisely to build our resiliency and prepare for any eventuality. As we continue our COVID vaccination program, I know there are many questions about how we choose priority groups. As I have indicated before, we align with national recommendations. With a limited amount of vaccine currently available to us right now, we must ensure this precious resource is allocated in the most effective way. So we must continue to focus on those who are at most risk for severe complications of COVID-19 and those who are key for maintaining the integrity of our healthcare system. The evidence is still evolving with regard to how well the vaccine prevents transmission of this virus, and that's why we must continue to adhere to our public health measures until we have the evidence to support lifting them. So travelers who have received the vaccine are still required to abide by the self-isolation requirements in place. We all still need to practice physical distancing. We all need to wear masks in indoor public spaces. We all need to keep our close contacts to as few as possible, and we all need to stay home if we are unwell with COVID-like symptoms. Until we have a sufficient proportion of the population vaccinated, we must remain diligent. For many people, the winter season can be hard at the best of times, with the short days and long dark evenings, and this can take a toll on one's spirit. Take care of yourself. Eat well and remain as active as possible. Take in the fresh air and beauty of the landscapes that we are so privileged to have. The unseasonal lack of snow and milder temperatures in many parts of the province mean safer and more pleasant conditions for walking. It is a welcome reprieve in the midst of the pandemic. As a recap for those who may have just joined us, we have no new cases since yesterday's media advisory, and our total number of cases in the province is 393. My hope is that we continue to keep our case count low, but that can only continue if we all persevere. With every day and every person that gets vaccinated, we continue to see the glimmer of hope for more normal times that we are all looking forward to. But we still have a ways to go, so hold fast. Thank you.